Mini episode 779 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 779 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 13th season covering the NFL. This is your week 10 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady when available. There are eight running backs: Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Eddie Lacy, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, and Doug Martin. There are nine wide receivers: Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall, and Jordy Nelson. There are four tight ends: Rob Gronkowski, Jordan Reed, Delanie Walker, and Greg Olsen. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back.
Might as well be a bullseye.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. Indianapolis, Buffalo, Detroit, and Oakland are on the bye this week. We like 11 QBs this week: Drew Brees, Jay Cutler, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer, Dak Prescott, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston. We like 22 running backs: Jay Ajayi, Le'Veon Bell, Giovanni Bernard, LeGarrette Blount, Devontae Booker, Matt Forte, Melvin Gordon, Duane Harris, Jeremy Hill, Ronnie Hillman, Jordan Howard, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, Rob Kelly, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Paul Perkins, Darren Sproles, Jonathan Stewart, Spencer Ware, James White, and TJ Yeldon. We like 17 wide receivers: Devontae Adams, Doug Baldwin, Kelvin Benjamin, John Brown, Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks, Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Alshon Jeffrey, Rishard Matthews, Ty Montgomery, J.J. Nelson, Emmanuel Sanders, Sterling Shepard, Demaryius Thomas, and Michael Thomas. We like seven tight ends: Tyler Eifert, Zach Ertz, Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce, Zach Miller, and Kyle Rudolph. Every week, we also recommend five of these players as especially strong And this week's slate includes Eli Manning, Andy Dalton, Melvin Gordon, Mike Evans, and Larry Fitzgerald. This is another of the rare weeks where the running back pool is deeper than at wide receiver, and thus you might rather fill a flex spot from that position. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Matthew Modine, Jeremy Schapp, and Carmine Appice from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.